This podcast is brought to you by Ukwazi, bringing relevant mining engineering consultancy services to dynamic industry. Thursday, December 11, 2008. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon O'Donnell. Making headlines today. On Wednesday, the city of Johannesburg officially launched its new high-tech closed-circuit television control center. This is part of a state-of-the-art surveillance system worth some 42 million rand. It is focused on combating crime in the inner city. The surveillance system consists of an interactive network of 216 cameras surveying a 50-kilometer radius from the control center. It is installed and operated by Omega Risk Solutions and managed by the Johannesburg Metro Police Department. The center is integrated with reaction units from the JMPD, South African Police Service, and emergency services. The number of criminals apprehended has increased dramatically since using the new surveillance system. Gauteng MEC for Public Safety, Feroz Kachalia.
This initiative will considerably improve public safety, particularly in the CBD.
State-owned transport utility Transnet has submitted an application to the National Energy Regulator of South Africa requesting a material tariff increase for its fuel pipelines unit for 2009-10. This is in a bid to facilitate a 74% revenue increase at Transnet Pipelines. The group claims the rise is necessary to enable it to cover the costs and raise the necessary debt for the construction of the 12 billion rand new multi-product pipeline. Such an increase, should it be granted, would translate into a rise of 10 cents a litre between Durban and Gauteng and varying increases for other routes on the existing network. But the utility stressed that the costs associated with the transportation of fuel by Transnet pipelines constituted only a small part of the overall price of fuel, which it estimated to be 3.1% after the proposed tariff increase. NERSA confirmed receipt of the application, which had already been discussed by its Petroleum Pipeline Subcommittee. Also making headlines, Neotel secures 7.5 billion rand to fund its infrastructure rollout. The final launch date is set for South Africa's Sumbandila satellite. Global brewer SAB Miller will be Sudan's first brewer in 25 years. And South Africa and Sweden approve grants for 24 research projects. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit engineeringnews.co.za.